Good morning. I love Wednesdays because I get to talk to Sharon from Gardening with Sharon, brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse. And they're not just in Bruderheim, are they?
Well, the location, the greenhouse is in Bruderheim, but I want to say Bruderheim or Teal's is closer than you think, because they have, when you think, oh, what about getting, you know, lettuce? Oh, it's in Bruderheim, but not really. You can order online. Sherwood Park has two drop-off locations, Edmonton has three, and Fort Saskatchewan has one.
A fresh vegetables year-round. That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk Valentine's Day coming. Cut flowers, how do they last more than 48 hours?
Okay, getting cut flowers to last long is all about bacterial containment and nutrition. So on the bacterial side, bacteria is the thing that makes them die. And when you get a bacterial buildup in the water, you end up contaminating the flowers in a sense. So what to do on the bacterial squeaky clean vases that block sunlight? Two, fresh, clean water. Lukewarm water is taken up easier than cold, and you don't want to use hot water. And best case scenario, change the water daily in the vase. Another thing is strip off any leaves on the stem that will sit under the water. That's all the bacterial side. Now the nutritional side is give the stems a fresh cut at an angle with sharp scissors about 1 or 2 inches above the end to reopen their xylem and the phloem so that nutrition in the water can go up there. And then use the preservative supplied and use as directed by the floral shop.
Voila! And then they last, what, a year?
Hopefully we can get them to 10 days.
Where do we find you, Sharon?
You can find me at Gardening with Sharon on Instagram and Facebook. And my website is also Gardening with Sharon. And the featured blog this week is The Best Secrets to Making Cut Flowers Last.